Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 14, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. Goraha Pashan Atma Vrindai Sri Lakshmi Vijayotsavam Shutva Gopi Rasolasam Rista Premna Manatasa. Accompanied by his personal devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsava. There, he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. Jai Jai Gaura Chandra Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jai Jai Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Danya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaura Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Charya, who is so exalted. Jai Jai Shiva Sari Gaura Bhaktagana. Jaya Shrotagana Yandra Gaura Pranadana. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. All glories to the readers who have taken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. E Mata Prabhu Achena Premera Avesha Ena Kale Pratapurudra Karila Pravesha. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Pratapurudra entered the garden. Sarva Bhoma Upadesha Chadi Rajavesha Ekala Vaishnava Vesha Karila Pravesha. Following Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sometimes members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, especially in the Western countries, find it difficult to approach people to distribute books because people are unfamiliar with the traditional saffron robes of the devotees. The devotees have therefore inquired whether they can wear European and American dress before the general public. From the instructions given to King Pratapurudra by Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya, we can understand that we may change our dress in any way to facilitate our service. When our members change their dress to meet the public or to introduce our books, they are not breaking their devotional principles. The real principle is to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. Sababhaktera agya Nila Joda Hattahaya Prabhu Paradari Pade Sahasra Kariya. Maharaj Pratapurudra was so humble that with folded hands he first took permission from all the devotees. Then with great courage he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay on the raised platform with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion, the king very expertly began to massage his legs. Rasa lilara sloka padi karena stavana jayate dikam adhyaya karena patana. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Lila from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the words, Jayate Te Dikam, Srila Prabhupada's purport. These verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 31, constitute what is known as the Gopi Gita. Shunate Shunate Prabhura Santosha Apara Bala Bala Bali Prabhu Bali Parabara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limit. And he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. Tavakatam ritam sloka rajaje padila uti premavesha prabhu alingana kaila. As soon as the king recited the verse beginning with the words tavakatamritam, the Lord arose in ecstatic love and embraced him. Tumi mora dila bahu amulya ratana mora kichuditi nahi dilun alingana. Upon hearing the verse recited by the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling, and tears were flowing from their eyes. The verse from Gopi Gita. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavabiriditam kaumasapaham shravanamangalam sri marattatam buviganantiye buridajana. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. That's text 9 in the Gopi Gita, 31st chapter of Canto 10. Burida, burida bali kore alingana. Ihon nahi jane, ihon haya kon jana. After reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced the king and cried, "You are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know who the king was. Purva seva deki tanre kripa upajila anusandhanavina kripa prasada karila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. E deka chaitanyera kripa mahabala Tara anusandhanavina kariya sapphala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful that it acts automatically. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. It is recorded in a spiritual account, and in due time, it will fructify. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 2.40, Neha bikramana so asti pratyavayo na vidyate, saupam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls in this age the most potent method of devotional service, Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name. And whoever takes to it through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. As Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 recommends, Yagyai Sankirtano Prayarya Jantihi Sumedasa. A student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Pratapurudra. One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. At first, Maharaj Pratapurita did not have a chance to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when the Lord saw that the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, the Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. When Maharaj Pratapurita, in the dress of a Vaishnava, was serving the Lord did not even inquire who he was. Rather, he had compassion upon him and embraced him. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out that nothing could compare to the Lord's mercy towards Maharaj Pratapurita. Therefore, he uses the word deka, just see, and Chaitanyera Kripa Mahabala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also confirmed by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, Yat Karunya Kataksha by Bhava Vatam from Chaitanya Chandramita 5. Even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Goswami experienced the mercy and magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Namo Maha Varanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Trishay Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. Srila Lochana Das Thakur is also sung, Parama Karuna Pahudijana Nitai Gaura Chandra. The two brothers, Nitai and Gaur, are so kind that no one can compare to them. Similarly, Srila Narottama Das Thakur has sung, Brajanja Nandana Jai Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai Dinahina Jata Chilo Harinama Udarilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. Just to deliver all the sinful persons of this age by propagating the chanting of the holy name, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram have invented a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Jagai and Madhai are evidence of their success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission is the deliverance of all fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Krishna must persistently seek the favor and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become fit to return home back to Godhead. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to ask who this merciful person was who recited Gopi Gita to him, and we shall hear about what happens next. Very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.